Autobiography of George Mueller, or A Million and a Half Answers to Prayer. Chapter 6, Severe Trials in Early Orphan Work, 1838 to 1843. July 12, 1838 to December 9, 1838. July 12, from the commencement of the establishment of the orphan houses up to the end of June 1838, the hand of the Lord was seen in the abundance with which He was pleased to supply me with the means for maintaining nearly 100 persons. Now, however, the time has come when the Father of the fatherless will show His special care over them in another way. The funds, which were this day, 12 month, about 780 pounds, are now reduced to about 20 pounds. But, thanks be to the Lord, my faith is as strong or stronger than it was when we had the larger sum in hand. Nor has He, at any time from the commencement of the work, allowed me to distrust Him. Nevertheless, as our Lord will be inquired of, and as real faith is manifested, as such, by leading to prayer, I give myself to prayer with Brother T. of the Boys' Orphan House, who had called on me and who, except my wife and Brother Craig, is the only individual with whom I speak about the state of the funds. While we were praying, an orphan child from Frome was brought, and some believers at Frome, having collected among them 5 pounds, sent this money with the child. Thus we received the first answer at the time of need. We have given notice for 7 children to come in, and purpose to give notice for 5 more, though our funds are so low, hoping that God will look on our necessities. Observe how gently the Lord dealt with us, in that when want approached, He helped at once in immediate answer to prayer, in order thus to increase our confidence in Him, but at the same time to prepare us for sharper trials of our faith. July 22nd. This evening I was walking in our little garden, meditating on Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Whilst meditating on His unchangeable love, power, wisdom, etc., I was led to say to myself, Jesus, in His love and power, has hitherto supplied me with what I have needed for the orphans, and in the same unchangeable love and power, He will provide me with what I may need for the future. A flow of joy came into my soul whilst realizing thus the unchangeableness of our adorable Lord. About 1 minute after, a letter was brought me enclosing a bill for 20 pounds. In it was written, "Will you apply the amount of the enclosed bill to the furtherance of the objects of your Scriptural Knowledge Society, or of your orphan establishment, or in the work and cause of our Master in any way that He Himself, on your application to Him, may point out to you? It is not a great sum, but it is a sufficient provision for the expectancy of today, and it is for today's existence that ordinarily the Lord provides. Tomorrow, as it brings its demands, will find its supplies, etc." On July 26th, there sailed from Liverpool for the East Indies for missionary work 12 German brothers and 3 sisters. As a result of the journey of brother and myself to the continent in April last, August 6th, during this week I shall have to pay again at least 35 pounds for the orphans and have but about 19 pounds towards it. My eyes are up to the Father of the fatherless. I believe He will help, though I know not how. August 7th. How graciously has the Lord again appeared, and that in so short a time. How has He sent help from altogether unexpected quarters? I have been praying yesterday and today earnestly, beseeching the Lord now to appear and show His power, that the enemies might not say, "Where is now thy God?" I reminded Him especially that I had commenced the work that it might be seen that He, even in our day, is willing to answer prayer, and that the provision of our orphans might be a visible proof to all around us of this truth. And now observe, Last evening, Brother Craig told me that £10 had been given him for the work of in our hands, £5 for the orphans, and £5 for the school, Bible, and missionary fund. Today, having to pay £25 and not having quite enough, when I went to Brother T for the money which he might have received, as I knew that 25 sterling had been given to him, I took with him the keys of the boxes in the orphan houses to see whether the Lord had sent in a little. I opened the box in the boys' orphan house and found £1, 7 sterling, 5½ dime. Immediately after, I received from Brother T £13, 19 sterling, 10 dimes, the greater part of which, as he told me, had come in within the last few days. Thus, our adorable Lord has once more delivered, for I have now even more than enough to meet the current expenses of this week. August 18th, I have not one penny in hand for the orphans. In a day or two, again, many pounds will be needed. My eyes are up to the Lord. Evening, I have received from a sister £5. She had some time since put away her trinkets to be sold for the benefit of the orphans. This morning, whilst in prayer, it came to her mind, I have this £5 and owe no man anything. Therefore, it would be better to give this money at once, as it may be some time before I can dispose of the trinkets. She therefore brought it, little knowing that there was not one penny in hand, and that I had been able to advance only £4, 15 sterling, and 5 dimes for the housekeeping in the boys' orphan house, instead of the usual £10, little knowing also that within a few days many pounds more will be needed. May my soul be greatly encouraged by this fresh token of our gracious Lord's faithfulness. August 20th. The £5 which I had received on the 18th have been given for housekeeping, so that today I was again penniless. But my eyes were up to the Lord. I gave myself to prayer this morning, knowing that I should wait again this week at least and want £13, if not above £20. Today I received £12 in answer to prayer from a lady who is staying at Clifton, whom I had never seen before. Adorable Lord, grant that this may be a fresh encouragement to me. August 29th, today 16 believers were baptized. Of all the baptisms that we have had, this was perhaps the most remarkable. Among those who were baptized was an aged brother of above 84 years and one above 70. For the latter, his believing wife had prayed 38 years, and at last the Lord answered her prayers in his conversion. August 31st, I have been waiting on the Lord for means, as the matron's books from the girls' orphan house have been brought, and there is no money in hand to advance for housekeeping. But as yet, the Lord has not been pleased to send help. As the matron called today for money, one of the laborers gave £2 of his own for the present necessities. September 1st, the Lord in His wisdom and love has not yet sent help. Whence it is to come need not be my care, but I believe God will, in due time, send help. His hour is not yet come. As there was money needed in the boys' orphan house also, the brother just alluded to gave £2 for that also. Thus we were delivered at this time likewise. But now his means are gone. This is the most trying hour that as yet I have had in the work as regards means. But I know that I shall yet praise the Lord for his help. I have mentioned my arguments before him, and my gracious Lord, the Father of the fatherless, will send help. September 5th, our hour of trial continues still. The Lord mercifully has given enough to supply our daily necessities, but he gives by the day now, and almost by the hour, as we need it. Nothing came in yesterday. I have besought the Lord again and again, both yesterday and today. It is as if the Lord said, my hour is not yet come. But I have faith in God. I believe He will surely send help, though I know not whence it is to come. Many pounds are needed within a few days, and there is not a penny in hand. This morning £2 was given for the present necessities by one of the laborers in the work. Evening, this very day, the Lord sent again some help to encourage me to continue to wait on Him and to trust in Him. As I was praying this afternoon respecting the matter, I felt fully assured that the Lord would send help, and praised Him beforehand for His help. and asked Him to encourage our hearts through it. I have been also led yesterday and today to ask the Lord especially that He would not allow my faith to fail. A few minutes after I had prayed, Brother T came and brought £4.01 5d, which had come in several small donations. He told me at the same time that tomorrow the books would be brought from the infant's orphan house, when money must be advanced for housekeeping. I thought for a moment it might be well to keep £3 of this money for that purpose. But it occurred to me immediately, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. The Lord can provide by tomorrow much more than I need, and I therefore sent £3 to one of the sisters, whose quarterly salary was due, and the remaining £1.01 5d to the boys' orphan house for housekeeping. Thus I am still penniless. My hope is in God. He will provide. September 6. This morning the books were brought from the infant's orphan house, and the matron sent to ask when she should fetch them, implying when they would have been looked over and when the money would be advanced for housekeeping. I said, tomorrow, though I had not a single penny in hand. An hour after, Brother T sent me a note to say that he had received £1 this morning, and that last evening a brother had sent 29 pounds of salt, 44 dozen of onions, and 26 pounds of groats. That's G-R-O-A-T-S. September 8, Saturday evening. I am still in the hour of probation. It has not pleased my gracious Lord to send me help as yet. The evening before last, I heard Brother Craig preach at Genesis 12 about Abraham's faith. He showed how all went on well as long as Abraham acted in faith and walked according to the will of God, and how all failed when he distrusted God. Two points I felt particularly important in my own case. Number one, that I may not go any byways or ways of my own for deliverance. I have about 220 pounds in the bank, which, for other purposes in the Lord's work, has been entrusted to me by a brother and a sister. I may take of this money and say, but to the sister, and write, but to the brother, that I have taken in these streets 20 pounds, 50 pounds, or 100 pounds for the orphans, and they would be quite satisfied. For both of them have liberally given for the orphans, and the brother has more than once told me only to let him know when I wanted money. But this would be a deliverance of my own, not God's deliverance. Besides, it would be no small barrier to the exercise of faith in the need of the hour of trial. Number two, I was particularly reminded afresh in hearing Brother Craig in the danger of dishonoring the Lord in that very way in which I have, through His grace in some small measure, brought glory to Him even by trusting in Him. Yesterday and today I have been pleasing with God 11 arguments why He would be graciously pleased to send help. My mind has been in peace respecting the matter. Yesterday, the peace amounted even to joy in the Holy Ghost. But this I must say, that the burden of my prayer during the last days has been chiefly that the Lord in mercy would keep my faith from failing. My eyes are up to Him. He can help soon. One thing I am sure of, in His own way and time, He will help. Arguments in prayer. The arguments which I plead with God are, number one, that I set about the work for the glory of God, in example, that there might be a visible proof by God supplying, in answer to prayer only, the necessities of the orphans, that He is the living God and most willing, even in our day, to answer prayer, and that therefore He would be pleased to send supplies. Number two, that God is the Father of the fatherless, and that He, therefore, as their Father, would be pleased to provide. Psalms 68, verse 5. Number three, that I have received the children in the name of Jesus, and that therefore He, in these children, has been received, and is fed and is clothed, and that therefore He would be pleased to consider this. Mark 9:36-37. Number four, that the faith of many of the children of God has been strengthened by this work hitherto, and that if God were to withhold the means for the future, those who are weak in faith would be staggered, whilst by a continuance of means, their faith might still further be strengthened. Number five, that many enemies would laugh where the Lord to withhold supplies and say, did we not foretell that this enthusiasm would come to nothing? Number 6, that many of the children of God who are uninstructed or in a carnal state would feel themselves justified to continue their alliance with the world in the work of God and to go on as heretofore in their unscriptural proceedings respecting similar institutions so far as the obtaining of means is concerned, if he were not to help me. Number 7, that the Lord would remember that I am his child and that he would graciously pity me and remember that I cannot provide for these children and that therefore he would not allow this burden to lie upon me long without sending help. Number 8, that he would remember likewise my fellow laborers in the work who trust in him, but who would be tried were he to withhold supplies. Number 9, that he would remember that I should have to dismiss the children from under our scriptural instruction to their former companions. Number 10, that he would show that those were mistaken who said that at the first supplies might be expected, while the thing was new, but not afterwards. Number 11, that I should not know where he to withhold means, what construction I should put upon all the many most remarkable answers to prayer which he had given me henceforth in connection with this work, and which most fully have shown to me that it is of God. In some small measure, I now understand experimentally the meaning of the word, quote, how long, unquote, which so frequently occurs in the Psalms. But even now, by the grace of God, my eyes are up upon him only, and I believe that he will send help. A solemn crisis, September 10th, Monday morning. Neither Saturday nor yesterday had any money come in. It appeared to me now needful to take some steps on account of our need. An example, to go to the orphan houses, call the brethren and sisters together, who, except Brother T, had never been informed about the state of the funds, state the case to them, see how much money was needed for the present, tell them that amidst all this trial of faith, I still believe that God would help, and to pray with them. Especially also I meant to go for the sake of telling them that no more articles must be purchased than we have the means to pay for, but to let there be nothing lacking in any way for the children as regards nourishing food and needful clothing. For I would rather at once send them away than that they should lack. I meant to go for the sake also of seeing whether there were still articles remaining which had been sent for the purpose of being sold, or whether there were any articles really needless that we might turn them into money. I felt that the matter was now come to a solemn crisis. About 9:30, 6 came in, which had been put anonymously into the box at Gideon Chapel. This money seemed to me like an earnest that God would have compassion and send more. About 10, after I had returned from Brother Craig, to whom I had unbosomed my heart again, while once more in prayer for help, a sister called, who gave 2 sovereigns to my wife for the orphans, stating that she had felt herself stirred up to come, and that she had delayed coming already too long. A few minutes after, when I went into the room where she was, she gave me 2 sovereigns more, and in this without knowing the least about our need. Thus the Lord most mercifully had sent us a little help to the great encouragement of my faith. A few minutes after, I was called on for money from the infant's orphan house, to which I sent £2 and £1.6 to the boy's orphan house and £1 to the girl's orphan house. Today, I saw a young brother who, as well as one of his sisters, had been brought to the knowledge of the Lord through my narrative. September 13th. This morning I found it was absolutely needful to tell the brethren and sisters about the state of the funds and to give directions as to not going into debt, etc. We prayed together and had a very happy meeting. They all seemed comfortable. There was 12 sterling 6 taken out of the boxes in the 3 houses. 12 sterling one of the laborers gave, and £1 1 sterling had come in for the needlework done by the children. One of the sisters who was engaged in the work sent a message after me, not to trouble myself about her salary, for she would not want any for a 12-month. What a blessing to have such fellow laborers.
September 14th, I met again this morning with the brethren and sisters for prayer, as the Lord has not yet sent help. After prayer, one of the laborers gave me all the money he had, 16 shillings, saying that it would not be upright to pray if he were not to give what he had. One of the sisters told me that in 6 days she would give £6, which she had in the savings bank for such a need, time of need. God be praised for such fellow laborers. Up to this day, the matrons of the three houses had been in the habit of paying the bakers and milkman weekly, because they had preferred to receive the payment in this way. And sometimes it had thus been also with the butcher and grocer. But now, as the Lord deals out to us by the day, we considered it would be wrong to go on any longer in this way, as the week's payment might become due, and we have no money to meet it. And thus those with whom we deal might be inconvenienced by us, and we be found acting against the commandment of the Lord. Owe no man anything. Romans 13:8. From this day and henceforward, whilst the Lord gives to us our supplies by the day, we purpose therefore to pay at once for every article as it is purchased, and never to buy anything except what we can pay for it at once, however much it may seem to be needed, and however much those with whom we deal may wish to be paid only by the week. The little which was owed was paid off this day. When I came home, I found a large parcel of new clothes, which had been sent from Dublin for the orphans, a proof that the Lord remembers us still. We met again in the evening for prayer. We were of good cheer and still believe that the Lord will supply our need. September 15th, Saturday, we met again this morning for prayer. God comforts our hearts. We are looking for help. I found that there were provisions enough for today and tomorrow, but there was no money in hand to take in bread as usual, in order that the children might not have newly baked bread. This afternoon, one of the laborers, who had been absent for several days from Bristol, returned and gave £1. This evening, we met again for prayer, when I found that 10 shillings 6 dime more had come in since the morning. With this £1 10 sterling 6 dimes, we were able to buy, even this Saturday evening, the usual quantity of bread, as it might be difficult to get stale bread on Monday morning, and have some money left. God be praised, who gave us grace to come to the decision not to take any bread today, as usual, nor to buy anything for which we cannot pay at once. September 17th, the trial still continues. It is now more and more trying, even to faith, as each day comes. Truly the Lord has wise purposes in allowing us to call so long upon Him for help, but I am sure God will send help, if we can but wait. One of the laborers had a little money come in, of which he gave 12 sterling 6 dimes. Another laborer gave 11 sterling 8 dimes, being all the money she had left. This with 17 shillings 6 dimes, which partly had come in and partly was in hand, enabled us to buy what needed to be paid and to purchase provisions, so that nothing yet in any way has been lacking. This evening I was rather tried respecting the long delay of larger sums coming, but being led to go to the Scriptures for comfort, my soul was greatly refreshed, yet my faith again strengthened by the 34th Psalm, so that I went very cheerfully to meet with my dear fellow laborers for prayer. I read to them the Psalms and sought to cheer their hearts through the precious promises contained in it. Come to extremities. September 18th, Brother T. had 25 shillings in hand, and I had 3 shillings. This £1 8 shillings enabled us to buy the meat and bread which was needed, a little tea for one of the houses and milk for all. No more than this is needed. Thus the Lord has provided not only for this day, but there is bread for 2 days in hand. Now, however, we are come to an extremity. The funds are exhausted. The laborers who had a little money have given as long as they had any left. Now observe how the Lord helped us. A lady from the neighborhood of London who bought a parcel with money from her daughter arrived 4 or 5 days since in Bristol and took lodgings next door to the boys' orphan house. This afternoon, she herself kindly brought me the money amounting to £3, 2 sterling, 6 dimes. We had been reduced so low as to be on the point of selling those things which could not be spared. But this morning I had asked the Lord if it might be to prevent the necessity of our doing so, that the money had been so near the orphan houses for several days without being given, is a plain proof that it was the beginning in the heart of God to help us. But because He delights in the prayers of His children, He had allowed us to pray so long, also to try our faith and to make the answer so much the sweeter. It is indeed a precious deliverance. I burst out into loud praises and thanks the first moment I was alone after I had received the money. I met with my fellow laborers again this evening for prayer and praise. Their hearts were not a little cheered. September 20th, morning. The Lord has again kindly sent in a little. Last evening was given to me 1 sterling 6 dimes, and this morning 1 pound 3 sterlings. Evening. This evening the Lord sent still further supplies. 8 pounds 11 sterlings 2.5 dimes came in, as a further proof that the Lord is not unmindful of us. There was in the box of the girls' orphan house 1 pound 1 sterling, and in that of the boys' orphan house 1 pound 7 sterlings 2.5 dimes. One of the laborers, in accordance with her promise this day week, gave 6 pounds 3 sterling. About 18 months ago, she saw it right no longer to have money for herself in the savings bank, and she therefore, in her heart, gave the money which she had there to the orphan houses, intending to draw it in a time of need. Sometime since, she told me that evening, she drew a part of it to buy several useful articles for the orphan houses. Now the sum was reduced to 6 pounds. When she found out the present need, she went this day week to the savings bank and gave notice that she wished to draw her money today. Truly, as long as God shall be pleased to give us such fellow laborers, His blessing will rest upon the work. This 8 pounds 11 shillings 2.5 dimes was divided this evening to supply the three houses, and we thank God unitedly for His help. September 29th, Saturday evening. Prayer has been for several days past respecting the rent, which is due this day. I have been looking out for it, though I knew not whence a shilling was to come. This morning Brother T. called on me, and as no money had come in, we prayed together, continued in supplication, from 10 till 11:45. 12 o'clock struck, the time when the rent ought to have been paid, but no money had been sent. For some days past, I have repeatedly had a misgiving whether the Lord might not disappoint us, in order that we might be led to provide by the week or the day for the rent. This is the second, and only the second, complete failure as to answers of prayer in the work during the past 4 years and 6 months. The first was about the half-yearly rent on Castle Green's schoolroom due July 1st, 1837, which had come in only in part by that time. I am now fully convinced that the rent ought to be put by daily or weekly, as God may prosper us, in order that the work, even as to this point, may be a testimony. May the Lord then help us to act accordingly, and may He now mercifully send in the means to pay the rent. While in this manner, our prayers have failed either to humble us or to show us how weak our faith is still, or to teach us, which seems to me the most probable, that we ought to provide the rent beforehand. The Lord has given us again fresh proofs, even this day, that He is mindful of us. There was not money enough in the girls' orphan house to take in bread. We gave the bread to the children on the third day after it is baked. But before the baker came, a lady called who had had some needlework done by the children and paid 3 sterling 11 dimes. And thus the matron was able to take in bread as usual. I found this morning 2 sterlings in the box in my house, our extremities having led me to look into it. One of the laborers gave 13 sterling. This 15 sterling was divided amongst the three matrons. Thanks to the Lord, there is all that is needed for today and tomorrow. September 30th, we are not only poor as regards the orphan fund, but also the funds for the other objects bring us again and again to the Lord for fresh supplies. Today, when we had not a single penny in hand, £5 was given for the other objects. October 2nd, Tuesday evening, the Lord's holy name be praised. He had dealt most bountifully with us during the last 2 days. The day before yesterday, £5 came in for the orphans. Of this, I gave to each house 10 sterlings, which supplied them before the provisions were consumed. Oh, how kind is the Lord! Always before there has been actual want, He has sent help. Yesterday came in £1.10 more. This £1.10 with the 4 sterling 2 dimes in hand was divided for present necessities. Thus, the expenses of yesterday for housekeeping were defrayed. The Lord helped me also to pay yesterday the £19.10 for the rent. The means for it were thus obtained. One of the laborers had received through his family £10 and £5 besides from his sister in the Lord. Also some other money. Of this he gave £16, which, with the £3.10 that was left of the above mentioned £5, which came in the day before yesterday, made up the £19.10, the sum which was needed. This day we were again greatly reduced. There was no money in hand to take in bread as usual for the boys and infants orphan houses, but again the Lord helped. A sister who had arrived this afternoon from Swansea brought £1.07, and one of the laborers sold an article, by means of which he was able to give £1.13. Thus we had £3, £1 for each house, and could buy bread before the day was over. Hitherto we had lacked nothing. Ending on page 112 on October 6th.